14 September, Exaltation of the Holy Cross. A reading from the Book of Numbers. On the way through the wilderness, the people lost patience. They spoke against God and against Moses. Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? For there is neither food nor water here. We are sick of this wretched food. At this, God sent fiery serpents among the people. Their bite brought death to many in Israel. The people came and said to Moses, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Intercede for us with the Lord to save us from these serpents." So Moses interceded for the people, and the Lord replied, "Make a fiery serpent and raise it as a standard. Anyone who is bitten and looks at it will survive." So Moses made a serpent out of bronze and raised it as a standard. And anyone who was bitten by a serpent and looked at the bronze serpent survived. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Give ear, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable and utter hidden lessons of the past. Do not forget the works of the Lord. When he slew them, then they sought him, repented, and earnestly sought God. They remembered that God was their rock, God the Most High, their Redeemer. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Yet they deceived him with their mouths. They lied to him with their tongues, for their hearts were not steadfast towards him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Yet he who is full of compassion forgave them their sin and spared them. So often he held back his anger and did not stir up all his rage. Do not forget the works of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, born in human likeness, and found in human shape. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, death on a cross. And therefore God highly exalted him, and granted him the name above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of beings heavenly, earthly, and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your cross you have redeemed the world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has ascended to heaven, except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. As Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.